Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
False Hearts by Laura Lamb. Read for you by January Lavoie. The first cracks between us happened long before the surgery, although Taima would never admit it. When we were little, we were two halves of the same coin. We've gone so far from where we were. So far from that long-ago innocence. Life was simpler in the hearth before we knew for certain it was a prison. Supply ships came to Mana's hearth every 2 weeks, and it was always a big deal for us. A glimpse into a world that wasn't ours. As soon as we heard the distant roar of engines, we'd find somewhere to watch the ship set down. The men and women, dressed in strange uniforms that clung close to their bodies, looked so different from us as they directed the droids to unload the crates. It was the droids that fascinated Taima, a lot more than they did me. They weren't something we had on the hearth, of course, and I thought they were freaky. The blocky machines looked roughly like humans with blank faces, but moved with much less grace as they unloaded the crates onto the lawn and then walked back up into the ship and powered down. Just like that. They moved around, and then they looked dead. They didn't say anything about droids in the hearth school, but Mom and Dad had told us a little bit about them. Kept stressing that they weren't sentient, that they didn't have feelings and were just machines made to do humans' dirty work. Why make them look human, then? I remember asking. Surely having more than two arms would be better for lifting. Taima and I often found our extra limbs handy. My parents didn't have an answer to that. We usually stayed out of sight of the supply ships. Obviously the droids didn't care, but the humans from the city stared something awful when they realized we weren't hugging, that we were connected. Say what you like about Mana's hearth, but at least they treated everyone equally. When we were younger, this one guy from the supply ship came up to us and actually reached out like he was going to touch the spot where our flesh joined. But I bit him. He jumped back and put his finger in his mouth, sucking the blood. Taima didn't even tell me off for it. She was just as mad. After that, it was just easier to stay hidden and watch secretly.